2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C., hanging out here in the state national booth, kind of basking in their green glow. And I'm here with Greg Mills from Aventa. How are you, Greg?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking.
Great day.
It is, no doubt.
How's the conference going for you so far?
Good. Really enjoyed the speakers this morning. John Kerry opened this morning and got us off to a good start, and we're ready for a good afternoon.
Exactly. And here we are in the afternoon. It is afternoon already. If you're on the East Coast. West Coast still in the morning time, but that's a whole other thing. Hey, let's talk about how you guys are working with State National. You guys have been a long-time partner with them.
Long-time partner. We're in our, we have a fairly good belief over relationships with our vendors, and we really put a lot into that. And State National, we're in our 21st year with them. So, and they've done a really phenomenal job for us. The thing that differentiates them for us is they are really like family. They handle things on a personal one-to-one basis. Really work on behalf of our members and make us look good. And to me, that's kind of the success of credit unions. I mean, if we can differentiate ourselves when the relations with our members, especially through our vendors, there's added value in our relationship than with the vendor.
Yeah, and we were talking before the recording, you had a pretty good year in 2018.
Basically a 22% growth in loans, 12% growth in membership. Just had a really good year, and so they paired with us really well. The growth in our membership and asset structure has been phenomenal this last year.
Well, congratulations. That's really good news. A lot of credit unions are in your same boat, so it was a really good year last year. So moving into 2019, do you see that momentum still going, or do you see any challenges on the horizon, or how do you see the performance going?
You know, I think our expectations on lending is that it's still going to go. Our strategic goals are obviously growth certainly looking at how we differentiate ourselves with our members. That has to be, we're a smaller credit union, $200 million in assets, and we have $6 billion and over credit unions in our backyard, so it's finding that piece of the pie, and the only way we can do that in our area is to differentiate ourselves.
So what are you guys talking about on that when you go up to the onto the hill?
Yeah.
What's your message up there? How do you guys differentiate your message? Because these folks up there, they're being pulled in 100 different directions from various industries. When credit unions go up there, what do you say to them that stands out?
Well, it's kind of interesting you ask that, because you know I was talking with a board member last night. This is her first time out with us, yeah. And she's like, "Well, what do we say to them versus like if we're with a couple billion-dollar credit unions in there?" And I said, "Really, when you look down at it as a whole, we're no different. We're trying to service the same members. So whether it's taxation, and we're trying to impress on them the difference for credit unions, what taxation would do, it challenges our business model, our methodologies. The other side of it is you know, cybersecurity that hits everybody. I don't care if you're my size or a $1 billion credit union. We have to find common ground in that, and then." Obviously, one of the other things that we're continuing to push on is regulatory relief. You know, so you get those three things together, and when it crosses the lines, everybody's struggling with the same thing.
You're right. Last question for you, and I'll get you off the hot seat here. Open Your Eyes campaign. How are you guys? What's your take on it? And then, how are you guys participating in it?
I love the campaign. Again, I would go to us being a differentiator. We're in several small towns, and trying to share with those small town people the difference between their community bank and a credit union, we have to differentiate ourselves. And that's exactly in that system, in the way they've produced that and the way we're pushing forward. I think that's going to be, I love the campaign.
Oh, I do too.
I would just text my corporate communications officer, marketing director, while I was sitting in there and said, "Look, you need to get on CUNA's website and start looking at what they have available so we can do some social media push
and
get it out there."
So, yeah, you're in the Colorado Springs area, right? Okay, beautiful place.
Colorado Springs, Southern Colorado, clear over into the San Luis Valley. So we have six branches at our size, but about 30,000 people that we service in those areas.
It's a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Greg, for hanging out with us. Appreciate the time.
Thanks.
Keep up the good work there. I hope 2019 continues on the upper trend
We're
like you've
excited
been.
Excited about it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. Good job.